Glory to God, this brief message is about heaven and hell. Jesus Christ is the answer, amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit, those who leave the earth, knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior, will go to heaven, a place so glorious it can't be put into human words. Heaven is filled with the glorious presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So wonderful. So just, it's incredible. Like, please, if you want to learn all about it, please read our book that's on our website called Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place. WonderReality.org. You can read it for free. It's an actual place. When people go to heaven, they continue what they've done on the earth. They continue their ministry forever. Amen. Serving the Lord and it's just it's beyond comprehension. There are streets of gold, and there's the river of life, and there's worship services where people worship the saints, worship God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So incredible. But those who do not know Jesus Christ, when they leave the earth, go to hell. Hell is the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, not for man. But the enemy deceives man into going there, into not finding Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And it's a place of fire. It's so horrible it cannot be put into human words. It's a place of torment and suffering and beyond comprehension. We can't even comprehend it. We don't even want to think about it. But Jesus spoke about heaven and hell. He spoke about both, but he spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. He called it just what I just said, the eternal fire. He called it hellfire, where the worm does not die, the fire is not quenched. And even worse, at the very end, it's thrown into the lake of fire. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior if you don't know him. If you are in doubt, if you're just receive him today. I don't do altar calls or anything. It's between a person and God. Receive him. It's the greatest decision a person can ever make. And then it's so simple to walk with him every day. He's God Almighty. He wants to be with someone, to bless them, to lead them and teach them. He's the good shepherd. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He's God Almighty. He wants everyone to come to him, but sadly, tragically, most people will not. Because we as humans, the Bible even says the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. But we must come to him. We every day, amen, we get to come to him, and we get to go to heaven forever, and we don't have to go to hell, but just receive him. Amen.